Hi, this is Viv, and you're listening to the fifth episode of 'Cause It's Me. Let's get to it. You see how every relationship that you have had in the past, there's always something in particular about that relationship, some tiny little item that reminds you of it, reminds you of the person, whether it was your gift to them or their gift to you, or it was something that you have shared memories with. The same thing happened to me, obviously, as like to anybody else. And right now it's autumn right here, and I see that one particular thing pretty much everywhere, and I'm constantly reminded of that. So I thought, what is better than actually creating a story with that one word? And there's going to be a lot probably of the reality of what happened. And also, I am going to mix a lot of feelings. Exaggerating is just my thing. They don't call me drama queen for no reason, you know? So let's get to it. I'll be using the word pine cone this time. This time of the year again, it's just so fucking frustrating. I can't believe that every single year this time has to come, and literally no matter which part of the world I'm in, we need to see pine cones pretty much everywhere. It's just like there are the tiny reminders of what I did, that I was the one who actually took the first step, that maybe, only maybe, there was the chance to take things to the next level, to have something, to let it blossom. I don't know. I bend and I take the pine cone, and on my way back home, I start reminiscing all the memories that we had together, good or bad. But you know what people say, the memories that they stick with you when you regret something are mostly the good ones. So no matter how hard I was trying to remember what caused the choice that I made at that point, I couldn't find anything. I was constantly blaming myself. So I stopped. I came home. I put the pine cone next to the actual collection of pine cones that I have in the house, and I just sat on my bed staring at them. It is such a strange feeling when you don't really know what could possibly have happened to your relationship had you given it another chance. What could have happened between you and that particular person if you just for once decided that you are not going to be selfish. Right now, I can so vividly remember that one day that he started talking about his obsession with pine cones. He said, "Whenever I see them, I just collect them and I have them at home." And I was just thinking to myself, what a strange collection. I mean, I could never connect or even understand when people were telling me that they have collections of different tiny little things like coins or like stamps and things. But this one, I was completely disconnected with. Why would someone collect pine cones? What is so special about them? I was thinking to myself that probably right now he's trying to say stuff like this to make me fall for him even more, but the thing was, that was not working for me. So I just turned to him and asked, "Does this normally work for other girls?" Startled, he looked back and said, "I don't know. I have never actually tried. This was the first time. I'm sorry, I don't even know why I said this. So pure. Up until that very moment, I had never met somebody who hadn't at least flirted with other girls. This is the routine, right? Like, once you pass 20, you're just like trying to be more experienced, to get ready for the one, if that one actually exists. That day, he took the pine cone and we walked down the street. When we parted ways, I promised myself that I'm going to love this guy like I've never loved anybody else before. And one of the signs was to just collect pine cones wherever I went, wherever I saw them. It's still a strange thing to me, but like, we were going to be together forever. So I did. Interestingly, on my way home, I did find two of them and I put it in my bag. I was going to give him a whole collection of them, different types and everything, different colors even, for his birthday, to just let him know how special he was to me, how he was one of the firsts in a lot of things. I've always been told that I'm really good at giving gifts, so this was supposed to be his, only his. Time passed by. It was spring by now, and there were no pines anywhere. I mean, there were pines, but there were no cones anywhere. My collection right now was the size of my door, half of my door. It was a beautiful thing. I was even thinking about painting them in different colors. They had feelings. I would talk to them some days. Especially the days that I was very mad at him. I was very mad at the fact that he was not seeing me for who I was. That he wanted to turn me into this person that he thought I was. And when he would see that I was so far away from that image, he would get angry and would start screaming at me. For whatever reason. I mean, didn't we promise to love each other forever, just the way that we were? Wasn't that the reason why our friendship just turned to a relationship? Lately, I've been talking to them a lot more. I've been talking to them a lot more than I have been talking to him, actually. There is this feeling that you understand, like you feel it in your bones, that it is time to part ways. Whatever it was, he was not having it, and I just didn't have the nerve to go through yet another phone call and end up with these unfathomable screams all over the place telling me that I have changed. Matter of fact was that I had not changed. There's this thing in the beginning of the relationships that I call the honeymoon phase. Our honeymoon phase was over. For the ones that they don't know what a honeymoon phase is, it is that time when you both try the best to impress one another, to be the best version of yourself, to prove it to the other person that I am worth it, that you chose me and you did the right thing. But for us, it was just over. And I honestly felt relieved. I was just like, finally, I can be myself. It's very difficult for me to be myself, to just access the parts of me that I had not been opening to other people up until that very moment. That's a scary thing, to just give your all and see how far you are. Like, he's on the other side of the river And this whole time, you thought that you were close, but the water is deep. I had two choices. To play this character that he has made out of me and turn into the lover he was actually in love with, or be myself and let him choose. He didn't want to. They just don't go that far. If they feel like they have had enough, they just, I don't know, they just stick around for a while until you get tired and decide that it is time to let go. But really, was it time to let go? Had I really changed? Had he really changed? What I did know was that lately, all the beautiful feelings had given their place to anger and so much hurt that I could no longer compensate. I could no longer sit by myself and be like, baby, he did this because he loves you. I couldn't come up with any more justifications. They were just wrong, simply wrong. But I still had the pines. I still had the pine cones, and his birthday was pretty close. Should I stay? Should I go? I don't know why, but the whole time I felt like I was in a relationship with an addict. Like, no matter how much I was trying, no matter whatever I was saying, he was just living in his own world and being intoxicated with whatever he was using, whatever his thoughts were. He never really, like, put down those walls that I had already put down, which was really difficult for me, but he didn't put down his, and I had no access to him. The further we went, the further I was going from his heart, from his mind. It was filled with all of these obsessions that if she's not talking to me, she's probably talking to somebody else. And I, on the other hand, was laying on my bed, looking at the pine cones, thinking the communication part of this whole thing had a problem. We never really talked, you know? Once you get to each other and you get to touch one another, you feel like, oh, that's it. Like, it doesn't need to go further than this. Words just fail, or you just forget to speak. Because you just want to be everything he wants. You just want to be him and he be you. But words are also necessary. Sometimes that's all you have. I was feeling so far away, lost in the desert, that I was thinking, am I the only one in here? Am I dating the pine cones or what? So I gave him a call. I let him know that I felt like something was going on, that he was cold. He said he was just not feeling well. He wasn't on something, it was just my imagination, but he was sad. Very sad indeed, he told me, but I hadn't even felt anything. He didn't even tell me. I was so absorbed with all of the negative thoughts that I had, all the anger and the hurt, that I was like, you know what? I no longer want to continue this, so don't call me, don't text me, don't come to my place. This is done. Thank you very much. Bye. I thought, like in the movies, he would just come back begging for more. Come back holding my hand saying, we'll work on this together. But it didn't happen. So here I am, sitting on my bed right in front of the pine cones, which right now it actually is taller than my door, thinking, should I have given him one more chance? Should I have tried more? Did I tried enough? Was I ever enough for him? I guess we'll never find out. So maybe it's finally time to let go of the pine cones as well. Okay, so this was completely not related to the reality. A huge part of it was just in my head. And a lot of it came from the parts that I heard from other people about their relationships and stuff. But some parts were actually about mine as well. It is weird. I feel like the story is not finished. I feel like I can turn it into a whole series of things. But guess that's it. Guess that's all we got. This was... I cannot say this one was fun. It actually left me with a lingering feeling. It's like I have actually broken up with a person and I do actually have the pine cones right here in my room, which is not happening, but it just left me with this lingering feeling that all of these are true. I feel like this thing is getting into some serious, dangerous level and I need to erase the story right when I'm done with it. My brain is just like not working. Maybe it is because it's late at night right now or whatever the reason is. I do know that I do feel like this was so real. So as you guys know, in every episode I choose one word that I have seen it or I've heard it a couple of times during that week, and I'll come up with a story right on the spot, whether it is close to reality or not, to try to help myself and practice narrating stories a little bit, and to also walk you guys into my world every step of it to let you know how my thinking works. So thank you so much for listening. Let me know if you liked this one or the previous one, or you have any stories that you can share it with me. And make sure to subscribe and to follow me on social media platforms like Instagram and Twitter with the ID Vivian Vivid. And you can listen to Cause It's Me on every podcast platform. This was Viv, and you were listening to the 5th episode of Cause It's Me. Until next time, bye-bye.